You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, biblical law, one of my favorite subjects. I don't know about you, but I love it because, like David, oh, how I love thy law. I want God to search my heart and any iniquity in it that he points out so I can repent and I can change. Because the thing that separates us from God is sin. Sin is violating God's laws, doesn't matter which one. So I love God's law. In Genesis chapter 9, Ham dishonored his father Noah by violating the fifth commandment. Adultery is breaking the seventh commandment. It was also a sin before Moses. Joseph avoided sinning against God when he refused the sexual advances of Potiphar's wife in Genesis 39. In Genesis 20, Abraham lied to Abimelech about Sarah, saying she was his sister, and God warned Abimelech not to touch her, so that he wouldn't commit adultery, so that he wouldn't sin against God. God's law was in existence and in force before Moses, going back to the Garden of Eden and creation. Israel had lost this knowledge, and when they were freed from slavery, they had to learn it and be retaught the law. The belief that God's law is Moses' law is a great deception that most of Christianity believes because Satan has deceived them. Satan himself, the Bible tells us, has his own ministers appearing as ministers of right, but they're ministers of darkness of Satan, and he deceives the entire world. Don't let Satan deceive you. Uh-oh, what should we talk about next? How about the 800 gorilla in the room? Sacrifices. Oh, certainly you can't believe that sacrifices are part of God's law and they're still valid today, people ask. Well, number one, when did sacrifices begin? We're going to answer that question. Number two, are the laws on sacrifices in force today? Going to answer that question. Number three, is it illegal to perform animal sacrifices today? We'll answer that. Four, will there be sacrifices in God's kingdom? We're going to answer that. And five, can we reject laws that we do not like or understand? I'm going to answer that. So stay tuned, buckle up, unplug your ears, listen up, and let's start talking about these things. Because in the next few shows, I am going to go through step by step and expose the lies that Satan has taught the religious leaders in their higher institutes of learning that I call cemeteries, that they call seminaries. Just like Harvard and Princeton, and we see all the corruption in the news about that, the corruption in these cesspen of sin where they teach people to come in and alive and on fire for God to perpetuate sin to all the world through their congregations. We're going to expose it. So be sure that you tune in tomorrow when we start with the first question that I raised. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.